Mercury pollution from coal-burning power plants and other sources has led to fish consumption warnings and other health concerns. The International Mercury Conference has been meeting every 2 years since 1990 to talk about the latest mercury research. This week, for the first time, the scientists will debate four key issues. Those include what mercury pollution means for society, how fish populations would respond to reduced emissions, the health risks of a type of mercury, and local versus global emissions. Conference co-chair James Hurley of the UW-Madison says there will be an attempt at consensus.
What is really important about all of this is that there is a growing need for policymakers to use the best and most current science. And what we want to try to do is come up with the best science for mercury.
Hurley says he hopes politicians will actually use the information. But environmentalists say they aren't sure the scientists will produce an objective report and are holding a parallel conference. Environmental group consultant Eric Urum says some sponsors of the science event hold the purse strings for the scientists' work or are closely involved in the research.
Some of the major sponsors include the Environmental Protection Agency, which now is in a lawsuit regarding their promulgated rule for mercury coming from power plants. There's the Electric Power Research Institute, which represents utilities, the Edison Electric Institute, which also represents utilities, and the list goes on.
The scientists say they've tried to bring together a cross-section of opinions on the effects of mercury and that some people will attend both conferences. The scientists plan to issue a consensus statement on Friday, and the environmentalists expect to respond. Meanwhile, industry groups like the U.S. Tuna Foundation, worried about public opinion of mercury-fouled waters, will also be paying close attention. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.